540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A shocking 180 from the Biden administration today. It says construction on the southern border wall will continue. CBS's Linda Kenyon's at the White House.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says yes, federal funds will go to the construction. But why?
These funds were appropriated in fiscal year 2019 under Republican leadership, and DHS is required by law to use the funds for appropriated purpose.
Does the president agree with the appropriated purpose?
Even when you ask him, does a border wall work? He said no. And he has been very consistent about that. We believe that we need border technology that is modernized.
The president earlier said he repeatedly asked Congress to reappropriate the funds, but Republicans would not.
The United Nations has condemned Russia's missile attack today on a cafe and grocery store in a village in Ukraine. Spokesman Stefan Dujarric.
Attacks against civilians and civilian infrastructure are prohibited under international humanitarian law, and they must stop immediately.
More than 50 people there were killed. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is recovering from a scary attack. A shirtless man with a gun demanded a meeting yesterday with him at the Capitol, got arrested, posted bond, then went back to the Capitol with an assault-style rifle.
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, to the credit, the Capitol Police took control of the situation, and so it's over.
The man's in protective custody now at a nearby hospital. Longtime California Senator Dianne Feinstein's funeral starts in a few hours in the Bay Area, but will no longer be open to the public due to security threats. KCBS reporter Chris Ancarlo's there.
The front of City Hall has been transformed into a stage. Chairs line the street for the 1,500 guests expected to attend the memorial service for the senator. The speakers at this service include San Francisco Mayor London Breed, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, and Vice President Kamala Harris, along with recorded comments from President Biden.
Feinstein died last week at 90. A piece of history has a new home. CBS's Jim Krasula.
A statue of Christopher Columbus now sits in a park in Johnston, Rhode Island, 3 years after it was removed from a square in nearby Providence, where it was vandalized several times. Activists say celebrating Columbus ignores the rape, murder, and genocide endured by indigenous people during the European settlement of North America.
RSV is more dangerous to older Americans than COVID. Reporter Alexander Tin tells us why.
A new CDC study out today looking at data from hospitals through May 2023 suggests that when seniors do end up hospitalized for RSV, they are more likely to face severe disease compared to patients who had COVID or flu.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The transition of Waukesha's water source to Lake Michigan is set to start on Monday. According to the water utility, 90% of customers will receive Lake Michigan water within the first 5 days. People living on dead-end streets, cul-de-sacs, or courts may experience a delay of 3 to 4 weeks as the utility needs to open fire hydrants to bring water to the ends of those streets. A lawsuit has been filed against Milwaukee County, alleging that jail staff failed to prevent the suicide of Breon Green, a young man with a history of mental health challenges who had expressed thoughts of suicide. Green took his own life less than 30 minutes after being booked into the jail on June 26th. The lawsuit contends that a guard who witnessed the incident didn't intervene to prevent it. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. points. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. I want to start out with something that arrived by email to Civic Media. And this has really reinforced to me the Republican tactics of trying to disrupt elections in any way possible. The three linchpins with the Republican Party are violence, chaos, and fraud. Here's what it did. This came from a press release, but it's directed in this case to Civic Media, and it's allegedly by something called Hot Government, H period, O period, T period, Hot Government to Civic Media. It starts out, it says, unfortunately, you are against election integrity and you are for rhinos. Election integrity is a Orwellian euphemism, a false euphemism, meaning interference with elections. The Republicans always label their bills election integrity when they want to stop voting, recount voting, all of the stuff they do. Gableman, they said, was the head of election integrity, if you recall. And RINO stands for Republican in name only, which is any Republican who stands up to Donald Trump. So this comes in to Civic Media. Now, if this came in to an average citizen, a poll worker or something, it could be intimidating. Unfortunately, you are against election integrity and you are for rhinos. Then it says education module number one, as if we have to be educated by them. It says word has it that a little bird is flying around the Capitol saying, don't impeach Megan Wolf. Then it says, sign the Megan Wolf impeachment resolution. And there is an attachment. And I clicked on the attachment. And it's a very pejorative attachment about Megan Wolf saying, the Wolf of State Street. Remember the Wolf of Wall Street movie? Well, this is the Wolf of State Street. You know, that's a lot of pressure for one woman to have to put up with. This is a Republican initiative. It's a Trump-style initiative. It's labeled from Hot Government. And it starts out with, unfortunately, you are against election integrity and for rhinos. If you're all by yourself, you're a woman by yourself, poll worker, whatever, that's very uncomfortable to get something like that. And that's the purpose of their sending it, to make people uncomfortable. And then calling it education module one, Who the hell are they to educate anyone? And word has it that a little bird is flying around the Capitol saying, don't impeach Wolf. Then it says, sign the Megan Wolf impeachment resolution here with an attachment, the Wolf, a pejorative, the Wolf of State Street. When I talk about violence, chaos, and fraud being the linchpins of the modern Republican Party to interfere with elections, violence, January 6th, threats of violence from Trump all the time, death threats called in, chaos, fire the an excellent, honest election administrator, Megan Wolf, and put in a Gableman type, that's who the Republicans would put in, to give disinformation to clerks, and fraud, flat out fraud, saying that the election had to be overturned, blah, blah, blah. We at Civic Media get something like this, and it's water off a duck's back. We get troll calls all the time. But I want you to know that this stuff's going around, and this is mild compared to the kinds of things that poll workers, that people like Megan Wolf, the judges, that healthcare professionals get all the time. A lot worse than this. We're going to the lines. Lori of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Lori?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. I enjoy your show very much. I guess I have a completely, I appreciate your concern about people. I'm a woman in my mid-60s. I put up with crap my entire life. You know what I'd say to those people? F you.
Good for you. Good. You should have your own show. Good for you, Lori. But, and I agree, but in the general and women in general, my impression have sort of, you know, put up with harassment all their lives. I understand that. But this is organized. This is an organized Trump type thing. The Republican Party encourages this kind of thing. And what I'm afraid of are the threats of violence. When Trump, for instance, puts the clerk's picture, the judge in the fraud case in New York, on his social media, which is, I think, 50 million followers, and it's up there for a while. The judge found out about it, told him to take it down. He took it down. But the kinds of things he said is that she's unfair, that she's going after. She's a clerk. She sits about 10 feet away from where he's sitting in the court. She has no power. I don't even know if she's a Democrat or Republican. I don't care. But Lori, that's a great call. And you're that's good. Everybody out there, if you're a poll worker, you're somebody getting trashed like this, I think that's excellent. Just, you know, F you. Just, and you don't have to say F you, but I mean, basically, it's these people are lowlifes and they are threatening our elections. They truly are threatening our elections. I want to talk about the speaker debacle. And let me tell you something. They say that the two front runners are Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan and the Scalise from Louisiana. I'm going to make this statement to all of you, but also to any Republicans listening. You are out of your mind if you put either one of these people in as speaker. Jordan is accused in a lawsuit right now of being aware that a team doctor had sexually abused wrestlers. He was an assistant wrestling coach at Ohio State. And not only didn't do anything to report it, but he called at least one person emotional and said, you know, don't tell anybody. A previous speaker, Hastert, was criminally convicted for actually sexually abusing wrestlers. He was a wrestling coach in high school, the high school level. Then he went on to become Speaker of the House. If the Republicans put Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan in there, and I would, we had a thing back during the Vietnam War called street theater, and they should try, they should reenact it now. Let me give you an example. What happens is you have two people out there, one dressed as a wrestler and one dressed as a doctor, with, I think they called a speculum in the old movies. They had something around their head and a mirror on their forehead. And in slow motion, the wrestler runs away shouting, "Help me, help me." And the doctor comes, "Come here, come here." Do that around the Capitol as close as you can get and keep doing it. Steve Scalise is the guy who went to white supremacist meetings, in one case a Klan meeting, to speak when he was in the legislature down there. And he has said, quote, "I am David Duke without the baggage." David Duke went to prison, but David Duke was also a Ku Klux Klaner and a Nazi. The Republican Party has tried to get away from those images for a long time. And we in Wisconsin have been very, very lucky with people like Lee Dreyfus, Tommy Thompson, people of that nature, very, very solid people. If you're conservative, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. But if they put that up, they're going to do Scalise Street Theater. They're going to have three people with swastikas on their jackets and a Hitler mustache goose-stepping along, and then a guy that looks like Steve Scalise. In fact, they should put a paper mache head of Scalise on his head with a Klan hat waving at them. That's street theater. That's got to come back. That was successful in prior times in American history. Going quick to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thank you for calling. Gene, what's in your mind today?
Oh, thank you, Matt. I'll tell you something. I'm really concerned. I'm glad that lady has strength, but I worry about the people that don't. And I hope that if people are getting messages like that, they report it. They can report it to a friend or even call in the radio station and report the garbage that they're getting, the threats that they're getting, because I think that is very important that we're aware of these things, especially what happened with our governor. I heard about it this morning, and I was just sickened. And I'm really frustrated at what's going on in our state. But this is so widespread, Matt, in many states. You know, these Republicans are, you know, they say, you know, you support rhinos. Well, rhinos were the original Republicans. They were the good people. These racist sons of guns, these people are dangerous, and they're terrorists, and they really are trying to take our country down from the inside out. How in the devil can these people, you know, with what's going on in our house, take a break instead of trying to find somebody new right away so the house can function? They shut it down anyway, and it was those Republicans that shut it down because they're the ones that had to do it. I'm just so frustrated. I can't believe what's going on. And then to hear about Governor Evers, I couldn't believe it, Matt. It was just alarming. So thank you for taking my call.
Right.
Keep up the great work keeping us informed. Bye.
Yeah, excellent call. And let me address the Evers matter. A guy went to his office. Evers wasn't there. The guy had no shirt on. He had a holstered gun, and he had a dog. And he said, "I want to talk to Evers." They told him, "You can't carry open carry in the Capitol. It's against the law." They arrested him, but they let him go. And he came back with no shirt and an AR-15 or an AK-47. And now they got him. That's happened here in Wisconsin. This has got to stop. And I agree with you that Laurier Middleton is a strong woman. Gene of Eau Claire is a strong woman, but you can't expect a woman or a man by themselves to stand up to this kind of stuff. We're going to a break. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wooden installed
built in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 45
tonight
under clear skies with a slight chance for scattered showers. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 39. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK, K, K.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines in order. Annie of Watertown, my friend. Thanks for calling, Annie. What's in your mind today?
Well, so come on. What's the problem? It's okay to carry a gun. Why can't he use his Second Amendment right to carry his gun? It wasn't concealed. He can walk right in to talk to the governor with a gun, right?
Well, yeah. Except that Wisconsin. Yeah, go ahead, Annie.
I live in an area where, I mean, the Watertown paper stopped carrying all the details on it. Used to be you could see where each district voted what, but gee, they stopped doing it. Of course, the Watertown paper got bought out and they don't print much of anything anymore. But right. My local person in charge of the voting, she was harassed. I mean, this is like overwhelmingly Republican voting. And back in when Trump lost, she was harassed, maybe even the election before. She was harassed about the voting thing. And it's like, why, you know, why? Because this is all Republican. Everybody's Republican. Yet people had a bug up their butt and they had to go and give her grief. And what's going to happen is there's not going to be any sane people. The only people that are going to run elections are people that are in with the MAGAs. You know, it's going to be all MAGA all the time, running everything, because they're the only ones that are going to feel safe.
Yeah, you know, that's a very poignant statement. And, you know, when you were joking in the beginning, what's wrong, you know, going and seeing you, it is against the law to open carry in the Capitol. You can't walk in even with a holstered gun, and you certainly can't walk in with an AR-15 or AK-47. Now, do we want guards at all the doors? I mean, kind of an easy thing would be guard sees a guy coming with a gun and arrests him. We, unlike many, many other state capitals, don't do that. You can walk in freely. And in a way, I like that. I like that a lot. And fortunately, there were people at the governor's office who intercepted him, called the police. Governor was not in the Capitol at the time. But how would you like to be the person sitting at the reception desk? You know, anybody walks in, this character was bare-chested, had a dog on a leash, and he had a holstered gun. And then he comes back after he's arrested, and they let him go. I wouldn't have let him go. Don't let him post bond. Let's have a mental evaluation of this guy, or just hold him till he gets charged. He goes back with a semi-automatic, and then he says, I have a lot of guns at home. Now, this may just be a sickie. He is a sick puppy. But what if the governor had been there? What if the governor was walking out with some people to go to lunch or something? That is the problem. Bob of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Bob, what's in your mind today?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how you get this character. Trump is obviously behind a lot of this disastrous stuff going on, encouraging violence all over the place. Isn't he kind of inciting a riot sort of by remote control and over an extended period of time? It
yes.
seems like there ought to be
right.
some kind of charge like that against right. him. What can we get him on for doing
well,
all this crap?
Jack Smith is doing the job. It would be very nice if we had charged the fake electors in this state. They charged them in Georgia and they charged them in Michigan. But Jack Smith is going after him largely, in effect, for fomenting the coup. And so that's the main bullet in this thing. But we need some backup from state attorney generals. Thanks for calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Well, you just tried to put my mind in a little different direction on the whole fake electors thing. But let's face it, the attack on Megan Wolf and the attack on the ones that want her impeached, with Janelle Branchon and all this, and they're still claiming the election was stolen. They're still trying to abridge the results of our election, which I would consider the constitutional violation of 14 section 2, abridged in any way. They're still trying to abridge the election, and I mean,
right.
and for this, and if this guy would have had a concealed weapon, they wouldn't have been able to toss his ass out. I mean, it's insane. To me, it's just, I mean, I was just out today walking with the dog with my shotgun out at the public hunting ground. They're just, you know, getting him trained up for hunting season this year. But good grief, you could, you know, we've got all kinds of people that are running around the Capitol with concealed weapons, you know, primarily on the Republican side of the aisle. Maybe there's a few Democrats there, but these Republicans make a point of, I'm armed and loaded all the time. These guys are nothing more than bullies. I mean, and unfortunately, you can't go all Ralphie on their Scott Farkas Grover Dill asses. That's a Christmas story, folks, for those who don't recognize that. But the only thing that's different between them and Scott Farkas, they don't have yellow eyes. And they're just...
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, yeah, thanks for calling. That's a great call. And let me say something else. Several of the callers pointed out that Trump is behind this. Trump just the other day gave an interview in which he said that immigrants poison the blood of the American nation. Immigrants poison the blood. Poison the blood is a phrase out of Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf means my struggle in English, and it's Adolf Hitler's screed that he wrote partially when he was in prison in the early 20s. We read Mein Kampf in a political philosophy class in college, and it's absolutely bonkers crazy, also badly written. But Trump did that on purpose. Trump doesn't do anything by accident. When he attacked Elizabeth Warren because she had allegedly had Native American descent, he'll say, I'll see you out on the trail. The trail is a reference to the Trail of Tears, where the Indians were rounded up in the Tennessee area and forced into Oklahoma, and a lot of them died. He says that kind of stuff. When he says poison the blood, it's right out of Mein Kampf. You cannot have a president who quotes from Mein Kampf. I mean, that's the bar is low, but you Republicans out there, if any of you disagree with that, then there's something wrong with your party. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Beep, 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 yeah! Beep, 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 yeah! Beep, 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 yeah!
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden may not think border walls work, but he confirmed today that construction on the wall in Texas will resume soon. Reporter Chris Fox is there.
This marks a dramatic flip for President Biden, who said in 2021 that building a massive wall that spans the entire southern border is not a serious policy solution.
Kaiser Permanente pickets continue today in 5 states and Washington, D.C. CBS's Jolene Ken.
The union is asking for a minimum wage of $25 an hour. Kaiser has now proposed minimum hourly wages of $25 in California and $23 in markets outside of the state.
The CDC is now urging older Americans to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated for RSV. Reporter Alexander Tin tells us why.
RSV hospitalizations are less common but also more severe in older adults when compared to other respiratory diseases like influenza or COVID-19.
RSV shots are available for the first time this year. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. City of Waukesha officials are offering water changeover tips as they prepare to switch to Lake Michigan water on Monday. The Waukesha Water Utility is advising people to remove or bypass in-home water filtration systems, including those used with water dispensers or attached to kitchen faucets. Customers should also bypass any reverse osmosis systems, resuming filter use after the transition or once they've flushed their systems. A 9-year-old boy who was struck by a suspected drunk driver in West Allis last week has regained consciousness. Doctors say Ben Modell is fighting for his life in the IC unit at Children's Hospital. The incident occurred while he was hit by a car crossing the street, with the 73-year-old driver being arrested on suspicion of OWI. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Your Friday Night Football is heating up with the last Classic 8 Conference road game for Waukesha South Football, and it's going to be a classic matchup. The Blackshirts travel to Heartland to take on Arrowwood High School this Friday, October 6th. You can catch all the action live with Don and Johnny. Pregame starts at 6:30 p.m., kickoff at 7. Waukesha South at Arrowwood this Friday night on the Shaw WAUK Radio, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Welcome back to Metzlin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind today?
Well, I told Todd this earlier, and I firmly believe it. This is no longer with Trump a dog whistle. This is a blowhorn in your face, direct, you know, he in this gag order is a joke, too. He's still running his mouth. He yesterday, too, he's whining about, I should be out on the campaign trail. No one asked you to be there, sir, and you didn't have to be there. The only reason in my mind, Matt, that he went to that at all is just so he could try and get this tried in the court of public opinion. And sure enough, the media comes running every time they see him, you know, and covering right. everything he does. I don't right. care when he goes to the bathroom, you know. I just don't.
Right. Well, you know, that's a good call, Dick, because I'll tell you something. It no longer is a dog whistle. When you say that immigrants are going to poison the blood of the American nation, That is right out of Mein Kampf, right out of Mein Kampf. And Mein Kampf was the basis. It was the first written expression of what turned out to be the worst genocide in the history of the world. This guy is off his rocker. I think this guy has early stage dementia, and he's combining it with intense rage, intense anger, and intense hatred. And he has been diagnosed by psychiatrists. Admittedly, he didn't lie on a couch in their office, but several prominent ones said that he is a sadonarcissist. You cannot have a sadonarcissist who quotes from Mein Kampf in the presence of the United States, period, end of story. We're going back to the lines. Lee of Yuba, my friend, thanks for calling. Lee, what's in your mind today?
Hello, hello. I want to go back to the very beginning. I love the way you start your program about being woke and knowing history. I taught U.S. history and English for 30 years in high school. And I think what you said is extremely important. And I think the population today that belongs to the Republican Party have no concept of what black shirts were or brown shirts were. But we've got the current group is the white supremacists, and they follow.
Right, Lee, that's an excellent call. We just lost you, Lee, and I think it's on your end. So what I would suggest is if there's a disruption, call back in and Calvin will put you through. But I think that's an excellent, excellent, excellent comment. And thank you very much. It looks like you're calling back in, Calvin. I don't know. Can you hook our friend Lee from Yuba up? Well, we'll try to hook Lee up. We're hooking him up right now. Hello. Lee, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, keep going, Lee. Yeah, I liked your comments. Keep going.
Yeah, so anyways, it's, you know, when you study history and Mein Kampf and Hitler and Mussolini and the most recent dictators that came to power, including Putin, but, you know, people have kind of fallen for their false rhetoric. And, you know, when Hitler was in charge, his troops swore allegiance to him, not to the constitution that they had at the time. And that's exactly what this clown is doing in our nation right now. He's the most undemocratic person. And if the Republicans keep going the way they're going, we will lose our democracy. And boy, what was that?
Yeah, hello? I think that's right. And I really appreciate your call. And to have a history teacher make this your call is especially valuable. And I think you taught history for many years, decades. And I think everybody should take note of that, because if you don't have an historical grounding, you may think a lot of that's going on is all new. It isn't all new. It's been going on for centuries. Thanks a lot for calling. Chris of Janesville, you're next. What's on your mind today, Chris of Janesville?
Yes, sir. So I listen to you all the time, and what is really, really getting me right now is he's quoting Mein Kampf. What do we need to do to make people understand that what he's doing is, well, I don't know, quoting Mein Kampf?
Right. Yeah, well, I'll say that's a good point. And I'll tell you, there was an article that I saw yesterday on the or last night, and it outlined every time Hitler used the words "poison the blood of the nation" or "poisoned our blood," and he would do it with regard to Jewish people. He'd also, in some cases, do it with regard to Slavic people. He had this sick idea, Hitler did, that somehow his race was a master race. And that any intermarriage, any miscegenation, as he put it, is somehow evil and wrong, and it poisons the blood. Well, what do you mean poisons the blood? Are you kidding me? Over the course, Homo sapiens evolved about 200,000 years ago. In 200,000 years, how do you think we all ended up the way we are? Because people moved, they intermarried, and so forth. But his prescription, Hitler's, was violence. Mein Kampf means my struggle in German. He was arrested in the early 1920s after the Beer Hall Putsch, where his people fought the police. Some of them were killed, and he got thrown in jail. And he should have been thrown in jail a long time, but he got out after a couple of years. And he started to write Mein Kampf while he was in prison. When he became chancellor, he ordered that couples getting married in Germany be given a copy of Mein Kampf as a wedding present from the state. He was, to say he's a sick puppy is to trivialize it. This guy was a monster. He was evil. And why Trump does this isn't rational, because if he simply wanted to run for president again, he's been the president, he could tone some of this down, but he is terrified. I think he's terrified of going to prison. He's terrified of losing his money, his status. He's being exposed right now because everybody else in the Republican primary is so ridiculous. Mo Larry Curley, you know, Herman Munster. I mean, they're all caricatures. So by default, he was the president at one time and he has name recognition. So no one knows where to go. They're not going to go to DeSantis. But the clown keeps then threatening people, threatening court clerks, as well as all those prosecutors and judges need 24-hour security. Jack Smith had to sell his home. He has a wife and kids. Trump will point that out. He'll name them. He named the judge and his daughter and his wife that's involved in Alvin Bragg's case, the fraudulent document case in New York. So, but for him, and he did this very sadistically with Elizabeth Warren saying, I'll see you out on the trail, referring to the Trail of Tears in American history back in the 1830s, 1820s and 30s. Many, many Native Americans died. Their women, children, as cold as heck, they had no food and they were being whipped and beaten along, told to walk from Tennessee and Kentucky out to Oklahoma. How would you like that? That's what happened. And Andrew Jackson was a big part of that, quite frankly. But he thought that was funny. I'll see you on the trail. Now he's ratcheting up. On Rosh Hashanah, he put out it used to be, you know, whatever his social media, True Social is, and attacking Jewish people who he said were liberal. This guy is sick. He's bad news, he's evil, and don't just get lulled into thinking, okay, he's gonna be the Democratic nominee. He cannot possibly be permitted to be president again. Joe Madison, my friend, thank you for calling. You're next. What's on your mind today, Joe?
2 points, great show again, as always, Matt. 2 points, I find it, I mean, it's sad, but it's also kind of comical that Mr. Trump is saying that immigrants poison the blood of the nation, since his wife is an immigrant and naturalized citizen, Melania. And also his previous wife, Ivana, was an immigrant and naturalized U.S. citizen. So I guess both of the wives are poisoning the blood of the nation, sad to say. And then the other thing that I wanted to add to was I admire hugely the pluck of one of your earlier callers, a woman who said she's had her hard times of people bothering her, and she takes a tough stance against anybody who threatens her. But I would add that this situation up at the Capitol and others where, for example, the woman in the law clerk in the case up in New York where she's being threatened, you know, it's one thing when you have the money to pay for security. Governor Evers has security, and he has said that his security will be changed as a result of this incident. He has, by the dint of his office, security. It's the other people that work in the Capitol that I'm concerned about. You know, it's the secretaries, it's the people walking through. Those are the people that I'm concerned about, and I'm concerned about that law clerk in New York who has been left high and dry to cope with this situation. She doesn't have the bucks, and there is nothing that says that law clerks are going to be given protection in that office. So anyway, 2 points wanted to make. Thanks a lot, Matt, as always.
Excellent points. And, you know, I agree with you, because this guy came in with a semi-automatic, bare-chested, holding the dog. Obviously, the guy's maybe nuts. But, you know, if you even press the trigger of that semi-automatic, you know what's going to come out. A lot of bullets coming out. There's somebody sitting at a desk in the governor's office and the door is open. What is he or she supposed to do? They come in. You know, is there an alarm button? I mean, I hope there is. But you're right. What about people walking through? And if he's looking for high-profile targets, there are legislators there. But more importantly, What if the governor and a couple of his aides come walking out to go to lunch? They're going to walk down under the square, you know, go to a restaurant. What about that? And the woman in New York, the clerk, who just sits in the court, it's a ministerial job. She has absolutely no authority. She can't do anything to convict Trump or to, in this case, get in a verdict that would make him pay a lot of money. She can't do anything to avoid that. And he puts a picture of her. She was at some kind of an event and Senator Schumer was there. Well, he's one of the senators from New York. It's a big deal. She's standing having her picture next to him. He calls her Schumer's girlfriend. That's pejorative. It's false. But this woman every night has to go home on the subway after dark. And this was posted on True Social to, 50 million people. And it was up there for hours before the judge found out and told him to take it down. The guy's very cruel. But also, he is sending not dog whistles. It's not a dog whistle when you quote Mein Kampf. I want to talk briefly before we go to a break. I think some good news, Wisconsin congressional elections. And I want to talk about two in particular. The first congressional district, I've just found out last night that the mayor of Delavan, Ryan Schrader, and I know Ryan Schrader, excellent, very smart, very hardworking, honest as the day is long, terrific mayor of Delavan. He's knowledgeable about municipal government, but he is being asked to run against Stile for the first congressional district. I strongly encourage him to do that. I hope he does do it. And if he does do it, I think I will support him. And I think I would recommend that others do the same. The second thing is we have a new entry into the third congressional district race, Representative Shanklin from the Stevens Point area. And she's very good. And there are other good ones as well. But I will tell you, there's a candidate in there, Rebecca Cook, who's already declared, raised money, and is attracting significant support. She's a very aggressive in a good way. She doesn't come from some establishment political background. And I think that she is someone to keep your eye on, believe me. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 46 tonight under clear skies with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 57. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 39. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. Hey.
Welcome back to Macklin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Russian savages in Ukraine killed 51 people just now. In a village of 300 people, they launched a missile into a grocery store and it hit a coffee shop. Killed 51 people out of a town of 300, and a lot of them were assembled because they were at a memorial service for somebody who'd also been killed by the Russians. The Russians are savages. This is a genocide. Every time I read that it's a war, I don't like it. It is a genocide. It's a sadistic genocide. Russia is desperate. Russia is desperate. Joe Biden has done a great job standing up to them. And I want to talk about quickly how that's going to impact this speaker's succession to McCarthy. 75% of the House, 75% of the House voted for the so-called clean continuing resolution that McCarthy pushed through last week. 75, about 156 Republicans and 209 Democrats. 92% of the Senate, 92% of the Senate supported it as well. And nevertheless, people are wringing their hands about Ukraine aid or about even funding our government after November 17, which was the extent of the continuing resolution. Because what? This fellow Gates, this troll, this android Gates is causing trouble. And he roped in another 7 of them, MAGA weirdos. And in the Senate, you have Tuberville, one guy blocking appointments in the military, saying there are too many officers. Rand Paul blocking ambassador appointments, and he blocked the ambassador to Niger. And as a result, there was an Islamic takeover. They threw out the government that was friendly to us. They now have Russian flags, and they're murdering Christians. J.D. Vance won't approve any U.S. attorneys. And then Rick Scott just came out today, he will block any bill on any subject if it is not spending related to his satisfaction. Now, enough's enough. If 92% of the House, of the Senate, can't figure out how to make its will felt, and if 75% of the House can't figure out how to make its will felt, we don't need any of them. Get them the hell out of there and put people in who are Americans. Put in people like Fighting Bob La Follette, Bill Proxmire, Liz Aspin, people of that nature. In the House, McCarthy could have still been Speaker if he just got up on his hind legs and said, we're going to have a clean budget for another year, and we're going to have aid for Ukraine, and he'd have 75% of the people behind him. He didn't say that. He's an idiot. But in the Senate, Tuberville, Rand Paul, J.D. Vance, real damage is being caused, our military and our foreign policy. And now Rick Scott's going to shut the government down. Why is this business of unanimous consent, which is unconstitutional, still being observed in the Senate? Why is this rule that Gates weaseled out of McCarthy that one person can vacate the chair not overturned immediately? Where are the Americans? You know what we have in the Senate? We have chicken hawks and buttercups. The chicken hawks, I'll tell you, Tuberville never served. These other guys never served. And they're shutting us down. But everybody else just sings, I'm poor little buttercup, sweet little buttercup. Nothing that I can do. Well, yeah, there's plenty you can do. Get rid of unanimous consent. Get rid of the filibuster, at least on military and spending issues. They won't do it. Because the vanity of the Senate is that they are all in the most exclusive club in the world, more exclusive than the Milwaukee Country Club. And they like that. And that's pathetic, and I'm damn tired of it. And then when it comes to the House, they can't muster the courage. I want to say one thing. If this guy Jordan is the speaker, he's going to raise the same questions that Hastert did. If Scalise is the speaker and he said that he is David Duke without the baggage, there is a guy they should elect. His name is Tom Cole. He's from Oklahoma. He's a member of the Choctaw Nation. He represents the area around the University of Oklahoma. He has a BA from Grinnell. He has a master's from Yale. And he has a PhD in British history. And he's a very, very decent guy. And he's a conservative, a real conservative. We need a center-right party. If there's anybody out there listening, I know you're there, Republicans, and you know Republicans. Cole's name is being mentioned. Vote for him. He's clean. He's not a nut. He's not crooked. I mean, the bar is low. Let me be blunt. He's clean. He's not crooked. Not a weirdo. And he'll act in the interests of the United States. We're going to the lines quick. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend, you're next. What's in the mind today, Jake?
You know, I think those Republicans are doomed to pick a pro-Russian Speaker of the House because Donald Trump will insist upon it, and they're all terrified of Donald Trump saying something bad about them. So when he calls out for Putin's first choice, which I don't know, it'll probably be Jim Jordan, you know, that'll probably be their choice. It's whoever Vladimir Putin wants.
Right. Russia has got to be destroyed. Russia has not contributed anything to humanity in 100 years since they killed the Romanovs. They killed the Romanovs, their own Romanovs. And since Lenin then took over, their savage, genocidal, and sadistic presence in the world for 100 years have produced nothing of value. They have nuclear weapons. Otherwise, we would have leveled Moscow and St. Petersburg already. What has to be the strategic objective of the United States going forward is that Russia, when this is all said and done, taking away their nuclear weapons, they have two cities, Moscow and St. Petersburg, and a little isthmus in between that they can go back and forth on a rail car. And they can be a museum for Western tourists. That is their function. Otherwise, their exports are sadism, genocide, and fraud. And we can no longer put up with that. We must support Ukraine. The Ukrainians are terrific. They're brave as hell. The prisoners of war Ukrainians are now being killed. The UN just issued that report today. The Ruskies are killing them. They're raping women, kidnapping 20,000 kids, beating the Ukrainian out of them. These are savages. We cannot afford to tolerate a savage government anymore. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, another great show. And I'm signing off for today.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.